Welcome to Inspiring Wholeness, presented by Advent Health, in partnership with the Orlando Business Journal, featuring people who make Central Florida a better place to work, live, and play. In this download, we'll spotlight the Advent Health Hope and Healing Center, a substance abuse treatment facility built in collaboration with the Seminole County Sheriff's Office. Joining us, Sheriff Dennis Lima and Scott Tucker, Director of the Advent Health Hope and Healing Center. Well, thanks to both of you for joining us. And Sheriff Lima, I want to start with you. What inspired the creation of Advent Health's Hope and Healing Center? And could you talk about the backstory here, how it went from inception to opening?
So in the early days of COVID, we found ourselves not only with a healthcare crisis that we were trying to learn, we also were experiencing the unintended consequences of overprescribing. And particularly in the state of Florida, we were losing 19 people a day to a drug-related overdose or poisoning. And I had been selected by the Attorney General to do some work on behalf of the state of Florida. We put together a statewide opioid task force, and I was sitting at the state of the county next to Tim Cook, who was the CEO of Advent Health, and we were having a conversation about what was going on in the community, the things that we were seeing. And I leaned over because I knew Advent Health to be an incredibly generous organization, a wonderful partner that cared about holistic health care and our community. And I said, as we're moving folks into a more remote working environment, would you be interested in creating a partnership that does not exist, where we could provide services to a population that is struggling, even if they're uninsured or underinsured? And he said, let me give it some thought. And it wasn't a week later where Tim came back to me and said, I think we can do this. We'll figure out all of the details later on. And then I said, if we can do it under three conditions. One, there'd be no reference to the sheriff's office as we move forward with this. Condition two, there'd be no reference to the county proper when it comes to highlighting this partnership. And then condition three, you brand and run this program with the same world-class healthcare service and reputation at any Advent Health facility anywhere in the country. And we knew that Advent was the team that was equipped. They had the capacity to do it. They had the knowledge, and we simply did not have that. And that's kind of the inspiration that created what we're looking at and what we're doing today.
And Scott, it sounds like that's when you got involved.
I was actually working at Advent Health Ocala at the time, and I got a phone call and they said, we have got this project and we think that you would be perfect to lead it. I said, sign me up. So I got to come down here to Orlando and be in the beginning phases of what is this going to look like? And talking with the sheriff's department, talking with the county, what kind of services do we want to offer? So we decided that we would start with a residential treatment facility for individuals that have substance use disorder and intensive outpatient program. So our residential program is for individuals that don't have the ability to go back into the environment in which they came from and stay clean and sober. They need those wraparound services 24/7 that allows them to learn the skills to go back in the community and live a successful life. And then our intensive outpatient program is a great step down that we have for them. And it is a program to where we have, it's a licensed clinical social worker that leads three groups a week, and it's 3 hours each one of those groups. So the building is about 5,000 square feet, so it's a smaller building, but it allows us to have those two programs for those individuals in the community.
Scott, what makes this facility so unique?
Well, you know, I think there's many things that make it unique, but really one of those things is the partnership that we have with the Seminole County Sheriff's Department and Seminole County. I believe that it's the only one that we have around the country. That's the first thing that makes it unique, because we're able to do things with that partnership that we wouldn't be able to do as just Advent Health or just as the community. It really takes everybody working together to make that happen. But I'll tell you, what makes the center so unique is really the staff. I will tell you that it's a staff that we were able to pull together. I was able to bring them in plenty ahead of time. We were able to sit down and say, this is what we have to have. This is the requirements, the regulatory requirements that we need for this program by the state of Florida. Now let's make a program. The therapist, the peer recovery specialist, the behavioral health techs, even the receptionist, to get all of their point of view and their experiences and say, draw upon everything that you know and let's make a program that looks different than any place else, because that's how you're going to affect change. That's how you're going to pull people in. That's how you're going to be able to work with a community and ensure that you're providing good services.
We hear there's been a dramatic change in the number of deaths and overdoses since the Hope and Healing Center opened. So kind of a two-sided question here to see it from both sides, starting with you, Sheriff Lima. Tell us what happens when someone decides they want to turn to the center for help.
Well, the first thing we had to do is reshape the narrative surrounding substance use dependency and treatment. One of the things that I've said quite frequently is this is not a situation of trying to make bad people good, but rather sick people well. And to treat this clinically is the path moving forward. So changing the traditional expectations that these are only patients that are living under some overpass that have gradually went down the path with harder substances, it really is simply not the case. We knew that 80% of the people who have become dependent on substances at one time were legally prescribed a drug. We knew that in order to change that, you can't just simply say no to drugs. And many of us of this generation were taught that just say no, which works incredibly well if you've never started. But we knew that once somebody started moving down the path, they needed legitimate clinical help in order to provide those resources. And in a state like Florida, we're moving in a direction, we're advocating, and the legislature and the governor is providing us resources for this partnership. But we're still a state that does not have expanded Medicare, Medicaid. So finding health care for uninsured and underinsured population, looking at the underlying conditions that lead people down the path to get involved in the criminal justice system anyway, is where we can make the greatest difference. And we've now seen a 20% reduction throughout the county in overdose and poisonings and a 9% reduction in fatalities. The numbers are still incredibly high, but we're doing better than most areas across the country.
And Scott, how about you? What do you see from your side when someone decides they want to turn to the center for help?
Well, I'd like to take it back a little bit and kind of look at before we started this partnership and what things used to look like. It started with somebody that's coming into the emergency department looking for help, and maybe they've come in for an overdose, maybe they've walked in, maybe, you know, something like that. And the physicians in the emergency department are looking at them, treating their physical symptoms, making sure they're okay. And then they wind up being put in the same environment in which they came from. So the cycle continues, the cycle continues. Advent Health said, you know, we can do better than this. We can ensure that everybody that walks through our doors is going to get whole person care. And so we put navigators inside the emergency departments to specifically for individuals with substance use disorder so that they can meet them where they are, find the resources that they need so they're not going back into the same type of environment, they're not having that cycle repeat over and over. And part of that is being able to refer to the center. So they get individuals that have insurance and they can refer them to other places. People that have money, people that have insurance can always find a place to get help. But those individuals that don't have insurance, that don't have any money, that may have been coming from under the bridge, it may be somebody that has no family, that kind of thing, they don't know where to go and what to do. Well, that's kind of where we come in. So we get the referral from the navigators, and we're able to ensure that they meet the criteria to come to residential or intensive outpatient, make sure that they're physically okay, they make sure that they're getting the resources they need, they make sure to prescribe any kind of medications or medication-assisted treatment, and then they're transported straight to the center for a 30-day residential treatment. And there, we can wrap our arms around those individuals. We can give them what they need so that when they leave there, they're in a different place than when they came in, and they're going into a different environment if that's what's needed.
And Sheriff Lima, obviously, this is a challenging scenario here, but could you talk about the role of law enforcement in supporting individuals experiencing a mental health crisis and how the center helps in that effort?
Yeah, so we're in a shifting paradigm when it comes to criminal justice and policing across this country. I think that as an occupation, as a profession, we're more mindful to address underlying conditions. And we know that the best space to do that is not correctional facilities. it's legitimate healthcare facilities. Although we're proud of this partnership, we were one of the first correctional facilities in the country with the partnership with AdventHealth to offer medical-based treatment therapy on the inside of our facilities. But we know that ideally, to treat this on the outside with compassionate healthcare is the best path moving forward. So this center, this first step in the process, because we're actually now expanding into the mental health space to connect the dots on these things, not only help provide the necessary resources to the person on the journey, but I think as important, it also wraps around the family members that are on that journey with their loved one as well. The navigators at the hospital are there not just for the person that's in the crisis, but the family members as well. And when they walk into the Hope and Healing Center, which is uniquely positioned right on our government campus, directly across from our correctional facility, they realize that they can come there, they can receive support, family members receive resources there, and it allows us to have something that we never had before. The only option that we had before was rinse and repeat, like Scott said, increasing one's likelihood of overdosing and dying by more than 1,000 times. They would process through the hospital. They would ultimately be cleared, released back into, and the first thing that they did was turn back to their substance of choice, and we would be out there. I mean, these are hundreds and hundreds of people in our county alone. Having this resource not only saves lives, but creates momentum. When we go to Washington, D.C., Merrick Garland is addressing the crowd, talking about the Department of Justice. They want to support programs like the Hope and Healing partnership between the Seminole County Sheriff's Office and AdventHealth. So it is receiving national attention, both at that level. DEA Administrator Ann Milgram knows of the program, highlights the program, and this is trying to be replicated across the country.
You touched on this earlier. I want to come back to it, though, because at one point, opioids were killing 19 people a day here in Florida. And Sheriff Lima, you were tapped to lead statewide initiatives to tackle drug abuse and the opioid crisis. Huge task here. What's something everyone listening needs to know about drug use?
So this is unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this before. I think now people know the story of the Sacklers and particularly Purdue Pharma and overprescribing. They know the story of the FDA approval saying that with proper use of OxyContin, the patient was less than 1% likely to become addictive. We put prescription pill monitoring systems in place, largely for people who are just following the doctor's orders, and gave zero thought or consideration where people would go who had already become dependent on heroin. I mean, these chemical makeup is heroin. So they turned to street-level heroin, which is a very intrusive way to do drugs, tying a rubber band around your arm and injecting a needle in your arm. But the problem that we have now is we have unprecedented death because of fentanyl. Fentanyl is 100 times more potent than morphine, 50 times more potent than heroin, or a microgram is a lethal dose. According to the DEA, 6 out of every 10 pills on the street, or 60% of all of the pills on the street in this country that is not handed to a patient by a pharmacist contains a lethal dose of fentanyl on the inside. Mexican drug cartels have started to train their chemists to process this. It is being marketed and advertised as the pharmaceutical grade drug that many people have taken many, many years ago, but it's not. It's made in clandestine labs. It's pressed on pill presses. And this is why we're seeing unprecedented death, not only overdoses, but we're changing the narrative to overdoses and poisonings because we're seeing now fentanyl mixed in other substances as well to create unprecedented addiction. The only way to address this is in the medical space. You cannot arrest your way out of this problem. It has to be handled through the gold standard of treatment, which is medical-based treatment therapy combined with cognitive behavioral therapy, which, by the way, criminal justice organizations don't have the expertise or capacity to do.
How do you see the future of the Hope and Healing Center evolving to meet the changing needs of the community?
I think the next step we have to do is we've identified that you cannot be dependent on a substance without having the co-occurring co-present issue of mental health that goes along with it. And up until this point, many people would receive adequate healthcare services, but in separate spaces. So finding a way that we could do that that was convenient and holistic was incredibly important. And I think that, you know, Advent Health does holistic healthcare better than anyone else. So connecting the dots between not only providing substance use disorder, greater access to medical-based treatment therapy combined with cognitive therapy, wraparound services for family, but now expanding that to our new center that is going to be located in Altamont Springs, a 15,000 square foot center that Scott can talk about. But we knew that we had a crisis. We knew that the unintended consequence of COVID was a mental health crisis like we've never experienced before. The most recent stats is one out of every three children has seriously contemplated suicide in the past 3 years, and we need to provide adequate services to connect the dots. In Seminole County alone, we took $9 million from the American Rescue Relief Funds and partnered with our county and municipalities for that $9 million to pave the path for this next phase of the Advent Health venture into the mental health space. And then the statewide lawsuit against Big Pharma combined with the multiple district lawsuit has paved a path for funding for the next 18 years. Billions of dollars now have been set aside to address the unintended consequences that was created through overprescribing and all of the things that we know to be true in this country now.
Scott, what are you seeing?
I believe that from an Advent Health side, this building is only about 5,000 square feet, which limited us in the beginning, but for sure was a blessing because it has allowed us to become really good at what we do. So we started with 10 male beds and we used a heat map, you know, that described who was most in need. So we have 10 male beds there that we have a 30-day program and we have our intensive outpatient program there. However, we've always wanted to expand to have women and be able to service the entire community. Being able to shift from a smaller facility into a larger facility will allow us to provide better care for the entire community and not just one subset of. It will also allow us to be able to expand those services for individuals that come in that need that intensive case management when they leave, that need that extra handholding, that we'll be able to provide the services on an outpatient basis, that we'll be able to do medication-assisted treatment and for our intensive outpatient programs, things like that that we just don't have the space for now. But being able to collaborate with the county and the sheriff's department allows us to tap into what's needed to be able to provide those services for individuals that don't have the ability to pay and don't have the resources as we move forward.
You know, Scott, it feels like there's an opportunity here, you know, to amplify this. And I want to ask you what the center does to collaborate with other community organizations to maximize the impact here.
Well, we found out very early on that could we provide all the services in the center to make sure that they get what they need? We could. But when we collaborate with a community, it's so much better. So we have a lot of different organizations that come in and assist us with the service that we provide. We have Fifth Third Bank that comes in and provides a financial class and the ability to open up bank accounts before they leave. We have Central Florida Arts that comes in and does music therapy. We have the SCORE team that comes in that helps bridge that relationship between law enforcement and the community so that when they go back out, if they have any issues, they can call law enforcement for help and not worry about, are they going to wind up getting in trouble? Are they getting arrested? Are they going to go to jail? They're there to help the community and ensure that they're getting what they need. And if that's coming back to the center, then we'll be able to do something like that. We have Christian Help that comes in and they help build resumes. They help them explain gaps of employment and interview skills and what do they need to be able to go out and get a job to be productive. We have our chaplains that come in and provide spiritual guidance, regardless of what their religious affiliation is. The Sharing Center helps come in and helps with our homeless population, the ones that don't have clothes, that need extra things when they leave, so we can be able to provide things like that for them. Recovery Connections of Central Florida is a peer-based program that we utilize when they leave. They can have those extra wraparound services and can reach a little farther than we can once they discharge. We even have Publix that donates extra food and cakes and pies and different things like that, so they're getting things other than just their regular meals. But it takes that community that surrounds this center that makes it so successful. And really, that's why we are so successful. We're not trying to do it alone. We're trying to do it as a community.
Well, Sheriff Lima, I got to tell you, it feels like this is much more than a partnership.
You know, I feel like half the time I work for Advent Health because one of the things that I've done is being able to see good people doing great work. The work that you guys are doing is just nothing short of remarkable and could not be done if it wasn't for your generosity and your passion. And, you know, one of the things we've seen inside the center is the first step in having society see somebody differently is for them to see themselves differently. And the love and support and lifting up is really changing lives. And look, I can't state it enough. And everywhere we go, people want to replicate this initiative, this program. I suspect that in your 9 states that there's going to be a version of this somewhere in the next 18 years for each one of these states that have settlement monies that have come in. That's one of the things that has been a blessing is the money now to support initiatives like this are here. There was never really any money before, but with these settlement monies, it's a prime opportunity for them to replicate what we're doing and don't give us any credit for it whatsoever. Just implement their own.
The thing that's most inspiring about this is listening to the stories of the individuals that actually get to go through. And regardless of somebody winds up going through successfully or unsuccessfully, the thing that I hear most is the difference between Hope and Healing Center and other places is that I can tell that the staff truly care, that I'm not a number, that I'm somebody that's being cared for and loved, and I do feel that whole person care. So that's one of the things as I go through and I talk to people and people ask me, what are you most proud of? I think that's the thing that I am most proud of is that when they go through this, the staff just wrap their arms around them. They make them understand that they're a person. They make them understand there's hope and we're able to move forward.
Well, this is definitely a game changer, and I want to close by asking both of you, and let's start with you, Sheriff Lima, what inspires you to feel whole?
I tell you, you know, I've been at the sheriff's office for just shy of 32 years. I don't know that I've ever felt as fulfilled as I feel right now watching this partnership grow. There's something that is, you know, incredibly satisfying and complete when you are able to change somebody's life, when you can see a son become an active, engaged part of a family again, when you can see parents actually being able to go back out there, it has a biological effect in the same way that some of these drugs actually work. It creates this euphoria. It creates all of these things. And I get chills thinking about the work that Advent Health is doing because it's these families that I come in contact with every day that either have lost a loved one through one of these tragedies, that have made it their life's mission to ensure that other families don't go down this path, or to see somebody become healthy and holistic and connected. So for me, I absolutely love the people who we work with, who rounds us out. And, you know, Scott and I have talked about it before because we've gone around a lot and talked about this. And you know what? When we lay our heads on the pillow at night, we know that we're doing all that we can to kind of pave a path forward and do good work for the people. Some of them we don't even know.
And Scott, how about you? What inspires you to feel whole?
You know, it's funny. I feel like over the years it has changed. But I will tell you that I have twin boys. They're about 2.5 years old now. And everything I do is to ensure that they have what they need as they grow up, that I can be a role model for them. When I got that call in Ocala to come do this, I didn't realize where we were going to be 4 years later. I didn't understand the impact that we were going to have on the community. I didn't understand what it is that we were going to be able to do, who I was going to meet, who I was going to be able to talk in front of, the people that I was able to present to that will then turn around and be able to help this community feel whole too. So for me, it's being able to do all of these things, knowing that I'm doing everything I can in the community to make it a better community for my boys to grow up in, but then being able to go home and be 100% there with my boys. You know, over the past couple of years, it's definitely changed, but I think that it's been the most amazing experience, and I've told the sheriff before, I never in my life thought I'd be sitting giving some presentation to the major sheriff's conference or going to Washington, D.C. and presenting at a case management conference or sitting here and doing the podcast or the Channel 9 special that we did. All of these things allow us to make a better community and make a better place for my boys to grow up in.
Well, it's a powerful conversation, and you both are making a huge difference. We appreciate everything you're doing and want to thank both of you for joining us.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Advent Health has provided whole person care for 115 years. Today, our services, including cancer, cardiac, neurosurgery, orthopedics, and a dedicated women's and children's hospital, are rated among the nation's best. Learn more at feelhealthyfeelwhole.com. And be sure to subscribe to Inspiring Wholeness on your favorite podcast platform. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for any professional advice or medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. The views expressed by our guests are their own. Their participation in this podcast does not imply an endorsement by them or any entity they represent.